Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good evening, everybody. It is Monday night, April 6th, 9 o'clock. This is Chef Duarte. Welcome to Foodomania. Hope everybody's having a good, decent evening. It is crystal clear out there. Beautiful. You can see for miles and you can't see a cloud in the sky. And just a little bit of a gift for the end of the day, which hopefully was a good one. But in my estimation, people are just kind of proceeding kind of as normal, staying their distance, very small amount of traffic, not too much foot traffic. So people were going for drives, and some of the feedback that I got, some people were just trying to go out to the water, sitting in their cars, trying to be safe, which is a good idea. And, you know, this is just such a different sort of thing to get used to. But we're all hanging in there, and you know, everything that we're all doing right now, whatever happens in the short term, in the long term, it's going to make a huge difference, and we'll look back at it, be able to tell our grandkids and our great-grandkids what the heck was going on here. All right, big announcement of the day, and I kind of predicted this in this morning's show, that schools will be closed for the rest of the year. It doesn't necessarily mean after this week kids can't get back to the distance learning and the home learning, and teachers are preparing lessons and preparing materials to make sure that, you know, the kids could at least get to the point where they're not falling too far behind. And we thought about high school graduates and, you know, working all these years to wait till your graduation. I don't quite know how any of that is going to play out yet, and I think they're trying to figure it out, and they'll make announcements. So if you're a high school student, or if you're a parent that has a high school student, let's stay on the positive on this, and hopefully we'll get some good information soon to work that out. It may be the largest virtual graduation that you've ever seen. Maybe they'll download your diploma. You'll click on the download, and you'll be sitting around with the family in front of the screen, and next thing you know, you're a graduate. Now, listen, the reality is that things are going to be very different for a while. And I think it's really, really important to try to stay positive. I take my mantra today from just looking at some of the Facebook bickering that's continuing to happen. And some of the administrators of certain sites, thank goodness, they're putting their pen down or foot down or however you want to describe it to let people know that, like, you know, if you have a beef and you're negative, and you're putting down other people that are posting, it's not really necessarily the place for that. Even though it's freedom of speech, it's important to try to be respectful. And there are some things that I read that I'm just going, that's what you're really worried about? Somebody was just really so adamant about making sure that they got their backyard fence power washed and was willing to pay whatever kind of money possible to get somebody out there to make sure. And, you know, realistically speaking, you know, I don't see why that's such a huge big deal, but maybe it is. I'm just really happy that I'm here and being able to talk to you guys tonight and tell you some of the things that are going on. Getting really good feedback from some of the listeners and some of the people that are writing, and thank you very much. Chat window is open right now, and we have some people joining it. Thank you very much. It looks like there's somebody named Real T that's joining the conversation. Hello, Real T. Thank you for being there. Looks like we have three or four people that are listening as well, which always makes me feel good. All right. So we're just moseying on along. People might have received today, if you're you know, a food worker who's applied for unemployment, some people are letting me know that today they were, thank goodness, able to absolutely get something in the mail that is maybe not a total confirmation, but at least on the way. Their claims are being, you know, considered. And though the specific letters are saying things like, you know, this is what you will receive, it never they haven't gotten deniers, which is really good. And some people are saying, thank goodness for that. If you haven't filed a claim yet and you're a food service worker who's, you know, just kind of waiting it out and you do qualify, I just really encourage you guys to go ahead and file those claims. Now, here's the thing. You know, you're going to be online trying to get through for all kinds of hours, and there's really, you know, not too much that you can do about that except for a couple of things. Always come up with something. First of all, you want to try to call and get ready to call right at 8 o'clock, maybe a couple of minutes before, get everything dialed, ready to go, and then hit that button at 8. It's a really good time to call. If you don't get through, they tell you not to keep calling, but I would give it, you know, 5 or 10 times. You may be able to totally get through. Now, after you get through, you'll go through a series of prompts, and sadly, lots of cases, those prompts are going to take you to something where you think you're getting closer and closer, and then the next thing you know, it's going to switch to a recording, which is going to tell you just how busy everything is, just how, you know, to call back at a better time, and the lines are jammed. Don't get discouraged. Wait 10 minutes and try it again. Now, there's a couple of possibilities that you can think about, which is really a good thing, and you have I'm going to see if I can dig this number out for you right now and give you a little tip, which actually some people have in the woman that does the Seattle site, which is really geared towards food workers, has been fantastic. And this is the number that they put up. So here's an alternative number. If you get a pen and paper, write this down. Try this one if you can't get through on the other one. Here it is. Ready? 800-361-7442. That's 800-361-7442. That's an alternative number. And some people are absolutely having luck with that one. So don't get discouraged. Just keep trying. You got to get those claims in. Now, also, there was something today that was very interesting. A lot of people would have gotten, if they've already applied, they would have gotten some sort of text that would say the following. It would say something to the effect of, let me see if I can read this to you right now and give you an idea of exactly what I'm talking about. So this is the message that came through today. It says, at the end of March, federal legislation passed out expanded on all employment assistance to include an additional weekly benefit of $600. That's from March 29th all the way to the end of July, and that will be on top of your current weekly payment. The bill also added an additional 13 weeks to the unemployment, which is normally 26 weeks, which if this all comes true, this will be a really great boost to people for sure. There's a lot of questions, and if you have not filed yet, there's a couple of ways that you can get online. The website for that is www.wa.gov, which might give you a little bit more information on this additional money. Now, you know, until you see it in your bank account or until you see it attached to your check, a lot of people will be getting unemployment debit cards. If this is really happening, you should see a little bit of extra money in there, hopefully. Why is this so important? Well, it's important, number one, for us to know what is exactly going to happen for one main reason, so that we can budget accordingly. And we can sort of stretch out until we're either back to work, possibly we might find something else, or things change. Now, the reality is things are probably not going to change for a while. And the non-essential, and I don't like to use those words, non-essential job thing. I think every job is essential. There may be some more additional jobs, like some of the grocery stores are still hiring. Some of the gas stations and little mini marts are still looking for shift people. Some of the food processing plants, they have a funny kind of like red line there if it's going to, you know, it's going to be a safe environment or not. So there are some options out there. If you have some kind of technology and technical skills, you may want to check out Amazon supposedly has a bunch of online jobs as well. And some of the other tech companies, you might want to just do a little searching and seeing if maybe you can do some technical support or something like that to possibly generate some income. We don't know, nothing is being, greatly, changed right now. And in fact, if anything, some of the businesses that are considering you know, that aren't considering essential businesses, have a few of them have stayed open through a slight loophole, and some of them are, and some of the actual essential businesses, like the takeout places and things like that, some restaurants are finding that it's not really working out. They're down to skeleton crews. It really boils down to there are people that just do not want to take a chance. Now, here's the big thing. You know, I don't really, you know, we don't want to talk about the gloom and doom, and we try to do as much as we can to avoid that. But the reality is that if you don't have to go out of your house, if you are stocked up fairly decent from the market, you have medicine and things that you need, it's a preference not to go to the store. This is supposed to be a hot week. And what they mean by that is that there's a lot of results are coming out, and more people who have been tested in the last couple of weeks, results are coming back now. So they're saying it's really, if you're at high risk, for sure, try to avoid going out. If, you know, you don't really fit into that category, which just means somebody might have a respiratory issue like asthma or some sort of diabetes, you're over a little older, you know, meaning 50 or so plus, that's more considered a high risk. So try to eliminate that ability that, you know, that need to go out if possible. That doesn't mean you can't take a walk in your neighborhood. That doesn't mean you can't go out in your front yard or your backyard. It doesn't mean that you can't possibly get in your car and drive to the beach and sit there for a little bit, but eliminate having to maybe go out and get, you know, in contact with anybody else right now. This is just such a crazy thing for all of us to experience. I mean, we've talked about this in a lot of our shows, but, you know, one of the reasons I'm, you know, doing the show is to try to give everybody a little bit of support, a little bit of encouragement. You know, the phone line is always open and the chat line is always open, and people can absolutely talk. They can ask questions. They can complain. They can bitch and moan. It's fine. I can deal with it. And that's why this show is set up. It's for people to throw ideas back and forth. I see a couple of different posts, like somebody who's just really upset because they didn't get enough toilet paper or paper products, not thinking that this was going to last. You remember when they first did the shutdown, they thought it would only last about a week and a half to 2 weeks. So basically they didn't plan out. Here's another part of that. Some people had a limited amount of money to go out and shop and get stocked up. So they had to prioritize. So maybe they bought, like, you know, one case of toilet paper or something, or whatever it might have been. This is unfortunately becoming an issue for people. But I don't think it's, you know, you should be down on yourself, calling yourself dumb or stupid just because you didn't think like that. It's really not, it's not helpful to yourself. Listen, we're learning. It's all a learning thing. Okay, so what do I do if I don't have any toilet paper? I got 5 sheets left and, you know, well, you know, you might have to be kind of inventive. You can call other friends, people that you know, and see if they can spare a roll. I always think of that Seinfeld episode where Elaine's in the toilet to see if somebody can spare a square. You know, it's not a terrible thing to be able to look, you know, at your cupboard and not see what you need in that department, but possibly call a friend or somebody and see if that's something that you can maybe trade with or barter with. Now, some people are saying that when they go out, they just can't find any. Well, when I do my reports for you guys, and I head out to the markets early in the morning just to get a gander at what's going on, I've yet to not see some toilet paper or paper towels or tissues available. But unfortunately, if you're going at a certain time of day, you want to risk the high numbers of people in there, even though they're doing that, you know, a few people at a time and keeping the 6 to 10 foot distance. But when people are getting really, you know, down because they can't buy the sanitizer, they can't find toilet paper, and then there's big bold letters that think people are hoarding. Now, look, it's true. Some people are buying in a position where they could just buy everything off the shelf. If you go into the market or the grocery or, you know, hardware store, and you see, you know, 10 piles of 10 big bags of toilet paper or paper towels, you know, take it easy there, partner. Get one or two. You know that other people are going to need it as well. But what are you going to do? You can't stop people from getting what they think they're absolutely going to need. I think, you know, I talked about this several shows back. In Europe, they do is something different. You know, they have the toilet paper, but in a lot of cases they have a second bowl in their bathroom called a bidet, and they go, you know, do their business and they go over to the bidet and they clean up in that way. This is such a crazy subject I'm talking about, but listen, people are stressing out about this. So I'm trying to come up with some solutions for you guys. All right, but try to be nice about it. Costco's reported today it only took somebody 5 to 10 minutes to get in and out. They were able to get what they needed with no problem. And this is what I was talking about. If, in fact, you're going to make a trip, well, maybe it's a good idea to plan it out, make your list, know exactly what your mission is, and maybe in a safe way, not talking about the store, you can request maybe your friends, if they need something, maybe you can go there and just get a few items for them, and maybe they can do the same thing for you. Next time you'll need something, they can make the trip. I think if we pool our resources that way and pool our, you know, our trips and try to eliminate, like, constant trips to the store, we're going to do a lot better. We're going to be a lot safer. I want to say you're welcome to a couple of moms and dads that wrote me when I was talking specifically about the kids and trying to, you know, do the best you can to deal with the kids. We were talking about double parent households, like, you know, people who are separated or divorced and they have good relationships and they have joint custody, that the kids normally would go to one parent for a couple of days a week and then to the other parent for a few days a week. What we were trying to talk about the other day is that if you are cooperating with your former spouse or husband or, you know, wife, mother or father of your kids, and you're on the same page, you know that they're taking every precaution and you're taking every precaution to know where you're going, know who you've come in contact with, so that your kids, when they're going from house to house, they're not, you know, they're not exposed in any extra way. It's really, really important to be aware of that. And I wanted to say you're so welcome. A couple of folks that wrote me and told me that it's a conversation they were having difficulty having, and they were finally able to work it out and talk it out. So you're totally welcome. Listen, These are things that, you know, we haven't thought about for a long time that we've taken so much for granted, you know. I also want to say you're welcome to some of the people that wrote about the giving everybody the list of all the restaurants that were available and still doing takeout. Thank you for those restaurants also that were doing everything they could do to you know, service their customers. I want to take a special thank you to Nona Luisa. Thank you for staying open, doing what you're doing, to Frida's Gourmet Mexican Restaurant in downtown, to even the Hong Kong Garden, who has made a couple of people who were just craving, you know, some sort of Asian cuisine, and they were able to make special arrangements for a few different people. Thank you very much for all your dedication and trying to keep things going, not to mention Papa Murphy's and the Pizza Factory, who are, again, trying to help people who are in a position that they can't cook and they want to order something to pick up or take home. Rockfish, too, special thank you to those guys because they've been great. And everybody seems to be pitching in pretty well together, and I'm really happy to hear that. I've heard some great recipes over the last couple of days, and thank you very much for sharing them with me. And I'll, as I said, they're available. If you want to call into the show, we could talk about it directly at 516-387-1533, 516-387-1533. I'm encouraging people tomorrow. We're going to make it pretty much a total food day. I'll give you probably 5 minutes of headlines and just some, you know, feedback on some of the policies that might be changing that might affect your unemployment and your job. And then other than that, we're just sharing recipes. I've pre-recorded several different phone interviews, quick interviews with people who are going to be able to tell you what they've been making and some of the things that they've done. one letter, I just thought it was really great that somebody who really never really did much cooking before, loved to go out to eat, loved to, you know, pay for the groceries for friends to do the cooking, and all of a sudden she's finding herself absolutely just going for it, learning, baking bread, making things for the freezer. Just fantastic. And that's what Foodomania started out as. Another announcement is that this Wednesday will be the first night of Passover, and this is a Jewish holiday. It's an interesting holiday. About around this time of year, it kind of coordinates with Easter and Palm Sunday. And I have an incredible special. We're going to do a one-hour show on Wednesday night. The morning show will not take place on Wednesday, but it'll just be a one-hour show at 9 o'clock at night. And it's my special Passover special. It's an hour-long special. I think it's pretty cool. If you don't know anything about Passover, you don't have to be Jewish to hear an incredible, you know, history of this holiday. I got some great interviews in it, music, incredible stories, and quotes from movies that tried to touch on that subject. It's really enjoyable. It's a former Pacific International Radio special show that's been played a few times nationally, and I think you guys will really like it. It was recorded and produced and directed by me, and recorded at KSBR Studios in Mount Vernon a couple of years ago, and I'm just real happy I'll be broadcasting that on Wednesday. So if you want to have a little entertainment that night, something else to do, please check it out. I'll be posting it as well. Anyway, that's about it. Thank you so much for all your positive feedback. I'm just happy to hear that people are listening and people are participating a little bit in the show. It's some days more, some days less, and also people are spreading the word. Listen, I've been doing this for a really long time. I'm happy. I'm trying to be happy and positive to be back on the air again. I took a little break, but after tomorrow's show, we'll be breaking 100 episodes altogether, and I'm pretty proud of that. So I think that there's something for everybody in that show, in this show. We'll have a gardening show that'll be happening tomorrow. It's Waking Your Garden Up. People have already started to do that, but we'll be talking about planting. We'll be talking about different soil things that are available. I just truly believe that, you know, during this period of time, we have to, it's almost a metaphor of planting the seeds to the future garden. I think that we have to support and treasure life, things that grow. I know some of you that are listening are having a pretty darn hard time right now. The numbers in Skagit County are pretty close to over 300 people who have passed. More and more test results are happening because, you know, they take a little bit of time. And that news is scary, but at the same time, it seems also from what I've heard and read that Washington State is doing pretty good. In other words, the curve, as they say, is sort of staying kind of even. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I can't give you, 100% factual information. I'm just going by the numbers that are coming in. We've had a lot of increase in the state of on the negative side over the last 7 or 8 days. And, we want to say that we're thinking of everybody and their families. We're thinking of the people right now that are have been diagnosed as a positive and are hoping and fighting to stay as healthy as they can. We know there are certain things that I've heard and I've also read about. If you get a chance, there's an incredible newscaster who's actually the brother of the governor of New York, Governor Cuomo. If you've heard any of the talks that he's given, he's a good man. He's a good speaker. But the on-air person, Chris Cuomo, had been diagnosed a couple of weeks ago, and as a news commentator, he's basically doing his broadcast pretty much every day, and in the midst of fighting it, and he's talking about the hardness it is for him and his family. But the thing that he talked about today that I thought was really interesting is that he believes that you have to fight with everything you got. Your natural instinct when you're having a fever and you're exhausted is to stay under those covers and try to put the blankets over your head for 4 or 5 hours. He says that's not what he's doing. He's trying to take it head on. I say that everybody who's listening, drink your water, drink your citrus and lemon water, foods that are rich in zinc, spinach, beans, legumes. Try to keep your dairy content to a minimum as dairy builds up mucus. and things like that. You want to keep your breathing passages as healthy as possible. You can do some yoga and some breathing exercises, which will strengthen your lungs a little bit. If you happen to be a smoker, try to cut it back. And if anything, maybe try to eliminate it. It's very, very hard on your lungs. And right now, God forbid, if something makes its way to us, we have to have our lungs in the best shape that we can possibly. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, that I have to be talking about this stuff, but I just care about you all very much. And I want to pass on the things that I know and things that I really believe that are coming out information-wise. The heavy-duty stuff and all the politics can stay out of my radio show. We all have our own opinions. I'm not getting into it because if I did, I don't know. I know a lot of people might not be very happy. But I have to say that you just keep listening to the positive as best as you can. Stay away from the negative. Don't believe everything that you read. Even if it's something that makes total sense, do a little bit of research. If you're that interested, then do a little bit of research and check it out before you take it as the total golden emiss. Okay. Those of you who are Homeland fans, Homeland was really good last night. If anybody got a chance to see it, or if you're familiar with that series, it's getting a, you know, twists and turns. I think there's a couple of more episodes at the end of the season. If you're a Better Call Saul, fan, I guess tonight's episode is supposed to be a game changer in this year's series. It's pretty amazing. I haven't seen it yet, but, you know, hopefully we'll soon. If you're a Sopranos fan, they're offering a lot of replays of Sopranos for free. If you've never seen that show, it's definitely worth watching. Show came out 20 years ago, it changed the way we look at television. But it's really good entertainment if you want to see something fun. Also, in the last couple of weeks, there's something called SopranoCon. And if you have been a longtime fan of the show, you might want to look that up on YouTube and see some of the interviews. I watched a couple today with some of the characters from the show who, you know, you don't realize it because we're so used to watching the show, but some of them have gotten on a little bit in life, but they're still incredible. Some really good tributes to James Gandolfini, who was starred as Tony Soprano, who unfortunately lost several years ago. Anyway, just some food for thought, just something to maybe watch, something to take your mind off all the other stuff. Make sure you get as much fresh air as you possibly can without compromising yourself or anybody else. Wash those hands like crazy. And really think about the terms of a bandana or a mask when you go out. It doesn't necessarily have to be a hospital-style mask. You can use a bandana. You can. People are making masks out of their boxer shorts. But I would say be smart about it. Try to cover yourself up, especially if you think you're going to be walking by other people. If you're going into a public place where you might see more people than you normally would, just protect yourself. It's really important. Thank you so much for listening tonight and being part of it. The shows, if you listen to the old Foodomanias, different kind of format. We had a lot of, a lot of different things, special guest food things. And this time we're just kind of winging it. We have a good old Rhonda E. Now, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you old, but she's really she's hanging in there. You know, she was on the morning show. She's usually on most of the shows. She had a bow out of tonight's show because she's still not feeling right. She's been fighting a flu and has been, thank goodness, getting a bit better. But she's in that position where she has to be kind of on lockdown because she doesn't want to infect anybody else with that. And so we're wishing her well again tonight. Hopefully she's getting some more rest. Thank you, Rhonda E. We'll look forward to seeing you back here soon. All right, everybody. This is it. Remember, you can write me at Chef Stuardo, C-H-E-F as in Frank, S as in Sam, T-U-A-R-T-O, at hotmail.com. Please do me a favor and send me some info. Send me some things you want to talk about. And tomorrow, call into the show. I'll give you the number one more time. It's 516-387-1533. Let's get a discussion going. All right, talk to you tomorrow. See you at 9 a.m.